The Ligue des Droits et Libertés just released a press release about the recent police brutality protest and the arrests that happened during the protest. Could you talk a bit about the statement and why you decided to release it?
Well, I must say we've been intervening for years against arbitrary mass arrests on the part of the Montreal police in particular, and this has been going on for well over a decade, and it has been worse recently. We intervened before the United Nations around 2006, and it got a condemnation, and that seemed to calm them a bit for a couple of years, but it's picked up again, especially since the student strike. And well, P6 is an abusive bylaw because any kind of spontaneous demonstration which does not give the itinerary is in violation of the bylaw, and all the people involved, not only the organizers, are subject to very stiff fines. Now, you must realize that it's not just a demonstration which is taking place, for example, in the street and has an effect on traffic. The bylaw covers any kind of public meeting, a gathering on public ground, which means, and a gathering is three or more people. So, in fact, it's a very arbitrary bylaw where the police could even arrest three or four people who were distributing leaflets on the public way. So they have a big leeway in terms of stifling demonstration, and they're using it because you can see that some demonstrations are left alone, even if they're spontaneous and the itinerary is not declared, and others are repressed.
Right. And so let's talk a bit about how the application of P6 has in some ways been arbitrary. For example, during the police brutality protest on March 15th, I personally arrived 6 minutes after the protest began, and just less than a minute or two later, the kettling had already started. The police began kind of encircling people into kettles to then give them tickets under P6. But the recent protest against the charter was declared illegal, but no one was ticketed as far as I know. Could you talk a bit about the arbitrary application of P6 and if you see any patterns?
Well, it's clear that in the mind of the police, there are good demonstrators and bad demonstrators. Excuse me. And that's what we call political profiling, and we're trying to have it recognized as a form of profiling by the Human Rights Commission of Quebec. We already know about racial profiling and social profiling, that's well documented. But what we maintain is that the police has stereotyped or categorized various kinds of demonstrations, and they've decided that they're not going to tolerate certain groups demonstrating, and they're using P6 to that effect. So, and the fact that they proceed so differently from one event to the other, and that their intervention is not dictated by people committing infractions or criminal acts, because in fact they proceed to the arresting everyone, including all the demonstrators, even before offenses have occurred.
Right. A lot of people talk about P6 as though it's a new law, but it's actually an old one. It's existed for a long time, but it very notably was amended in 2012 during the student movement. How was it amended, and how did that change its application?
Well, there were two major amendments. The first one was that any meeting, demonstration or gathering, the place of the event and the itinerary, if it's applicable, has to be given to the police beforehand. Otherwise, you're in violation of the bylaw. That's the first major amendment. The second one concerns having the face covered, anybody who has a disguise or his face covered is also in violation of the bylaw, unless he has a reasonable motive to have his face covered. And, of course, the judgment as to the reasonable motive is left up to the police arbitrary judgment. So that, again, that introduces a second arbitrary element in the bylaw.
Right. And have you personally, or has the Ligue des Droits noticed or recorded any change in the way that the SPVM has applied this bylaw since it was amended in 2012?
Well, I mean, since it's been amended, they've been using it systematically to arrest. There have been hundreds of people arrested, not just the police brutality demonstration, and it's completely arbitrary. So, really, and the elected officials are sort of washing their hands of it, which means that in fact the police has a free hand in acting against demonstrators. And in fact, it's the police who decides who has a right to demonstrate and who doesn't have a right to demonstrate in Montreal. And this is quite intolerable.
Right. And could you talk a bit about why it's problematic that the police have this right to decide what protests are all right and which ones aren't? Because some people might argue, well, the police are the ones who are there. They're the ones who can make that final decision on whether or not a protest needs to be shut down. Why is that problematic that the police hold that power?
Well, I mean, it's not up to the police to determine the limits of freedom of expression in the country. They're there to enforce the laws, which, in other words, to repress criminal acts. And they have all the powers to do that without these bylaws. It's illegal in Canada to cause mischief or to damages or against property or people, and they're empowered to arrest the specific individuals who commit these acts, and they're not entitled to arrest peaceful demonstrators and to criminalize them by association. And the courts have recognized that demonstrations can disturb can disturb traffic and so on, that there are inconveniences associated with demonstrations, but that it's an important right. It's the only way some people have of having their voices heard, because they don't have other financial means of, you know, control newspapers or have the money to buy big ads. And so the courts have recognized that the demonstrating in the public space is a fundamental right to express your opinion. And so these powers are totally abusive, and the law should not be arbitrary. It has to be clear. And with this bylaw, somebody can go to a demonstration and have no idea, with no criminal intent, and he will have no idea whether he'll be arrested or not. And this is totally unacceptable. And we're challenging, there are challenges to the constitutionality of P6 presently.
And can you talk a bit about those challenges? What's the case, and how is the case going?
Well, it's not us in the case of P6. We're challenging constitutionality of the Quebec Highway Safety Code, which has been used in the same way as P6.
Okay.
But it's very similar. Mm-hmm. There are people who have been arrested, like Anna Copendia, who are challenging the constitutionality of P6. What we have in our case is a complaint in the Human Rights Commission against the police for using P6 to do political profiling. So our case is before the Human Rights Commission, mm-hmm. and there are other cases before the courts for the constitutionality.
Okay. And are you hopeful that a decision will come down in terms of the case that you're launching in terms of political profiling? Are you hopeful that the decision will come down in your favor, or do you think it's unlikely?
Well, we are hopeful, certainly, because we think that it's we have a good case. Yeah. I think the evidence is quite strong in terms of violation of charter rights. Of course, it was not good. These cases are not going to be settled anytime soon, because when you've gone through the lower court, if the government, the administration loses, they'll certainly appeal, and it can go all the way to the Supreme Court. So it's not going to be settled in the next few months, that's for sure.
Yeah. And in the meantime, some people will often say that they don't understand why organizations won't just give the itinerary to the police, that it's not that big of a deal, that the police will know the itinerary anyway. How would you respond to someone who says that?
Well, I mean, we have no objection to organizations giving the itinerary to the police. And you can understand that if somebody organizes something like St. Patrick's Day, I mean, with thousands and thousands and thousands of people, and you want to have bystanders and everything, I mean, it's public and you tell the police. But there are other circumstances where people want to demonstrate spontaneously and have a surprise effect, and they don't want to publicize their action beforehand, even though it's not going to be, it's going to be a peaceful action. For example, if in during a political campaign, you want to challenge one of the candidates or one of the ministers, and you want to have a surprise demonstration during this tour, well, you don't want to publicize it beforehand, because you can be sure he's not going to be there when you demonstrate. So, or employees who can, or workers sometimes have spontaneous walkouts, and they go demonstrate in the street, like they do this right on the spot because something has happened in the workplace. So there are circumstances where people want to demonstrate either spontaneously, so they're not going to advise the police, or they want to keep have a surprise effect, and that does not mean that there is a mischievous or a criminal intent behind that.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
Well, you're welcome.